What's up, world? Welcome back to another episode of the Nothing But Greatness podcast. It's your host, Neptune Jones, and we are back with episode 4, I believe, of the Podsgiving special. You already know I got my whole co-host with me, D-Nail.
Hey, what's up?
Wade Dollar Sign.
You,
And it wouldn't be
I mean,
Podsgiving if we didn't have a special guest. Don't.
Molly.
Oh, you ain't gonna say your full intro
you,
today?
our fine ass co-host. Yeah,
you gotta do. Yeah,
His
go ahead and
fine
yeah.
ass host.
That's what we talking about.
That's basically trademark now.
For real,
you got that trademark down pat.
Yeah.
How's y'all weekend? Well, not damn, I said weekend, week been going.
Oh God, it's horrible, and it's only Monday. It's been a day for me. I don't know about y'all.
Damn, first day of the
I've been
week.
Taking it easy,
hell.
Molly. I said I've been taking it easy all
Your
day.
Your accent stick. Your accent. Say that again. I'm sorry. He like you slurred a
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah.
It's all right.
He's
it's
my
all
boy
right.
Country.
It's all right.
No, I'm so bad. I'm sorry. No, oh, you're so cute. Oh, he all bashful now.
Yeah, you make it sound like that man 5 years old. Oh, he's so cute. That's terrible.
Not your fluster, Darnell.
I'm not flustered. I just.
But we only 1 minute in, you flustered.
I recorded my first YouTube show yesterday, so I think that was really good. But I'm just tired because I've just been traveling a lot. Like, I've been all Denver, Vegas, Cali, like, just Canada, New York. Just I've just been all over the damn map in these past, like, couple weeks. So, hey, sorry if bothering you. I want to offer pronunciation of your channel, viewers and followers. It's like a hacker on my Twitch right now. I don't know what that's about. So, we'll see.
Uh-oh. That don't sound good.
Kinda.
But yeah, my week has been cool. As I mean, as cool as it can be. Deal with middle school. I mean, it ain't, you know.
But yeah,
it's
you
either
have
a really good day or a really crazy
all
day.
Over the place, though. I was about to say, you've had
yeah,
an adventurous
man.
Couple of weeks.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah,
I've all over the damn map. I really want to, like, bust a quick trip to the DR for my birthday. I don't know if I could, like, pull that off real quick, but we're going to see, because I'm trying to do photo shoots if I can. And
I thought you said you was tired.
Well, I've been tired for years. Like, I'm tired every day. Like,
sit down somewhere. You sit down somewhere.
No, when's your birthday?
December 4th.
Oh, shit, that's right around the
corner. Oh, well, that's like...
That's soon.
Yeah, that's like, what, next week?
You got the same birthday as Jay-Z.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Nigga man.
Mm-hmm. That's why I keep grinding. I got to be on his level financially.
Oh, my Jesus Christ. Come on.
Hey, so we can do the 500,000 or dinner with Molly instead of Jay-Z since they got the same birthday.
I mean, take the dinner with me. Hey, I look better.
Take the dinner.
We can scale it back a little bit, like 5,000 or
doing. Y'all give me the money. I don't need to talk to Jay-Z. I don't even like his music like that, honestly. I mean, he's talented. I like him as a businessman. I do not like Jay-Z as a rapper, though, just straight up. Just like I like Trump as a businessman. I don't like him as a president, though. Like, I don't know.
Sounds like you're voting for Trump 2024 is what you're saying.
Hell yeah, we got it hard right now with fucking Biden. What has Biden done for the black community? Nothing.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about.
The fact got me stressed. When Trump was in office, I was kicking back, having fun, partying every day. What? My life was
Damn.
A movie.
Yeah. You ain't stopped partying. I just listened to a couple episodes.
I would say I slowed down on my partying, but I still be having my fun. Like, you know, when I go to Vegas, I happen to go there to have a good time. Just put it like that.
That's
right. But I ain't going back to Vegas no more. I'm done with all my homies in Vegas. I don't want to fuck none of them. Like, I'm good. They're weird. They be in their feelings, and it's just weird.
You done with Vegas? They ain't keeping it P in Vegas.
I hate Vegas, actually. Like, to be a hoe and all that, I fucking hate Vegas, like, so much. So much. I always go to jail out there and shit. Always be some bullshit. It's ghetto out there, kind of. Like, it's just not a place for me. I don't know. I'd rather go just,
under. Just skip over Nevada, go to Cali. Just leave the whole state alone.
Exactly.
That's facts. But for the first topic of the night, I know it was a big topic a couple weeks ago, but it was a lot of places that women was pulling up saying that it's a lot of no-goes. So I wanted to get your opinion on the Molly of some of the places that they had, because I know it was Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Chili's, Olive Garden. You can't take a chick to the crib, no fast food, movie night, Red Lobster. It's all off the list.
You know, I'm not too particular about where we going for dinner. A lot of these chain restaurants I've been worked at too. Like, I've been in, worked in a gang of restaurants, Chili's, Olive Garden, CPK, all that shit. So yeah. I would say though, fast food, I just don't do. Like, I don't like fake meats, I don't like processed foods, like none of that shit. Is Cheesecake Factory bomb? No, it's mediocre. So if you take me there and you're trying to impress me, I ain't gonna be impressed. But I'm still gonna eat. Like, I'm not gonna be like, nah, I'm not going here. I'm a humble person though, so you know, I'll take anything. Give me a good vibe though. That's the thing. We can go get tacos and a hole in the wall spot, but the vibe is right, then I'm happy. I done been to some nice ass high-end restaurants with some ignorant ass dates, and I could even enjoy my fucking meal. If anything, I'll just walk out. Like, I'm good. I don't even want to be here no more. I'll come back by myself and pay for my own motherfucking food. I eat by myself a lot. I love it. I'll be at peace. I'll be happy.
Okay. Waited, Danielle. What's been a no-go place that a woman has told y'all that y'all wasn't allowed to take her?
You know, I'm bringing the good vibes. They just happy to be there.
I feel
it. I've been stuck since 2014, so like I don't have any bad experiences. So yeah, our first date was Chili's, and she was cool, but that was back in college. So
did you do the 2 for $22?
Do what?
You did a 2 for $22 thing? Where you get 2 meals?
Yeah, shoot, it was like 2 for $20 back then.
That was a combat.
That inflation, I think, brought it up $2.
Yeah,
I'm about to say, I ain't really had no chick tell me no, we couldn't go to no certain spot. I feel like it was always certain levels to it, depending on where I was in life. So high school, fast food restaurants was cool. College, you know, we step a little bit because, like you said, Wade, my place that I took my chick to was Chili's during college and all that. So
dang, I love Chili's.
Locked it down for a 2 for $20.
Got that honey Chipotle sauce.
With some ranch.
Right. But yeah, it's accessible.
Yeah, I used to hate working at Chili's when men would order like ribs, and it would literally be like men with like a wife and kids, and he's like sucking the ribs clean like it's a dick. Like, what are you doing, bro? Like, that's so gay. Like, I used to have to deal with that shit so much. It was my pet peeve. So now I can't stand a rib sucking ass nigga because working at Chili's. Swear to God.
Had that barbecue sauce on there.
Yeah. Look at this.
Ooh, you be sucking ribs. Ooh, you coming on this
stuff. Who be licking ribs?
Nah. I actually have only been get ribs. But I know they'd be like sucking their fingers and stuff, trying to get all the sauce off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't eat at work or anything?
Yeah, no, I eat about everything. But at Chili's, I get like either the chicken crispers or the Alfredo. Okay. Or the Cajun chicken pasta.
That's what niggas order. So, yep.
Yeah. Now, niggas getting to get ribs no more. Niggas getting down like that. That's crazy.
Yeah. That is wild. So, because,
yeah.
Go ahead, DeAndre. Go ahead.
But do have a slight question, slightly on the topic. I asked it months ago to like a few of my friends. So let's say you go on a date to Chili's, since we're talking about Chili's. You and a dude, y'all like perfect for each other, or you feel like y'all perfect. So at the end of the date, he says separate checks. Do you see him again, or is it over?
No. The it's fuck over? You paying for my food?
So but that, the that's fuck it. So first date is over.
Like, it's the least that you can do. So no, I'm not going for that.
So,
and you got a tip too. Right.
So he the perfect. So he the perfect dude. Like, everything is perfect. Only he just don't pay for your food. It's still,
he ain't perfect.
Nah.
Damn. The devil is a lie. Now, my perfect man can pay for my food. Damn it. Pay for everything else. Okay. Oh, your cheap ass has got to go because I'm cheap too. So we both will just be cheap and I want to pay for shit. Oh, not going to work. Sorry.
Everybody washing dishes. Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Molly, you don't even go on dates, though, do you?
No. But I did low-key, but this is, like, more of the homie. Like, not the homie that I was fucking, though. Like, this is, like, a homie that, like, whatever. So, I'm in Vegas, and then I was just bored at that little time. So, then, fuck it. We happened to be close to each other, so I pulled up on him, and then we ended up going to this little restaurant at the little Bahama Breeze. I don't know if you ever heard of that restaurant, but it was my first time there. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Yeah, it was a vibe, but then he was just irritating me with his little dry ass personality. Like, he was just boring. Then he's just like complaining about shit. And like, honestly, I just wasn't enjoying myself. So I called the homie that I do fuck. I'm like, hey, bro, come pick me up right now. But I went to the bathroom. I started crying and shit. I'm like, I can't do this shit. Like, he'll get me right now. Like, so he came and got me. Boom, I was out of there. Fuck that. I was like, never again, bro.
He's
the type of nigga. He should just be paying bitches for their time, for real. Now, if he was paying for my time, I would have been miserable, but I would have stayed because, you know, I'm getting paid for this meal. Like, him paying for just the drinks and the food was not enough. Like, nah, nigga, I need some cash money too for this, because, like, this ain't fun.
So he in the friend zone.
Be robbing his ass. He be getting robbed and shit when he drunk. I'm mad he wasn't that drunk that night. Cause if he was drunk, I would have probably waited too. Cause like, if he was drunk, I would have like, what? I would have took a couple dollars. What?
I got a question. So is he in the friend zone?
Allegedly.
Yeah, he did allegedly.
What'd you say about him?
Is he in the friend zone?
Oh, all the way. Cause he ugly.
Damn, that hurt my feelings.
Yeah, but like,
he's your friend. You said he's a homie though. You said he's a homie.
Really work for it. He's the homie, just in the sense of like, I first met him like maybe 5 years ago. He was throwing a party, so I was at that party, and that's kind of like how we met. So we kept in touch. He's like a nigga that hits me up every day on Instagram. Like, we don't see each other every day, but he makes sure to stay in touch with me every day on Instagram. So I just call him the homie because of that sense. But, you know, I thought he was a cool person to just be well networked with because, you know, he get money, African, he got the shoe stores. You know, I thought it could be, you know, maybe collab one day with the podcast. You know, he has a podcast. So I don't know. I thought maybe something, but I don't know. He irritates me. I can't do nothing with him.
We got to get him on our podcast. We can tell him that you don't fuck with him for real.
Put him on there.
He going to know when we post this episode.
He would like to fuck up and be funny and shit. Y'all funny, though. He ain't funny. He got no personality. And then he has a podcast, too. Do. I was like, ooh, I know your shit lame but boring. I just know it is. Like, you ain't got no personality.
Oh, man.
He gonna cry when he hear this.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that, bro.
Yeah, sorry, brother. My but brother.
On the topic of getting it in, have you ever been in a situation where you've had to fake an orgasm?
Honestly, with faking orgasms, I think it was like that young shit. Like, when I was young, I felt like I had to fake the orgasm. I don't even think I knew what the orgasm was when I was like a certain level young, you know? Now, me being a 30-year-old, I would literally fall asleep if your dick whack, you know? Like, I'm not allowed to fake nothing. I'm just out. And then it's hard for me to come too. It's hard for a man to even make me orgasm. I don't be wanting me to, or like, I don't want a man to make me orgasm. Because then that makes me go crazy. And that's when I start getting my feelings. And I just don't got time for it.
See, yeah. That confirms my theory. See, here lately, I ain't even been caring. Because I was just like, you know, it's a group effort to make a girl come. She got to want it too. And I guess that, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't even care no more.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I ain't. Oh, that's crazy. Fuck that.
So have you actually felt falling asleep during that time?
Yes. Ooh, I fall asleep with a gang of times. Well, like when I used to drink a lot, I used to fall asleep a lot. Because like the thing about me is like
that's passing out.
It's a wrap. I'll fall asleep out of nowhere. Like I've been getting fuck pounded. Like Molly, sometimes I wake up to it if it's good enough. Molly, sometimes I'll still be asleep.
Molly, you didn't fall asleep. You passed out.
I passed out.
You passed out,
I fell asleep too. It was one dude. This was back when I was like, I was young too. This was like, I was probably like 19, and it was this nigga named B. He had a little bitty ass dick too, and like that was one dick. I never felt it. Like, and I fell asleep, and I wasn't even drunk back then. I didn't drink. I was just like, I smoked a little weed, but I didn't drink back then. So yeah, like I fell right to sleep because the dick was just trash.
What his name was?
D.
D put that ass to sleep. Yes, sir.
No. And not in the right way. Not in the right way at all. That shit was trash. And
put that ass to sleep. Put your fine ass host to sleep once upon a time.
And then he had to flip it one time. And he had seen me. He was like from across the street. He was like, hey. I was like, I must have ran so fast. Like, you can show Wick with Dick Castle.
She's a runner. She's a track star. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I never really talked to that guy again either after that. So
that's crazy.
That gotta be terrible for your like how you feel as a man, like a girl just knock out while you beating it down.
Yeah, it has to hurt. It'll humble
like,
you.
I probably wouldn't do nothing again. Like I'll probably be celibate like forever.
Yeah.
Like, just, that's, you I just know it, like that.
Hang up the belt.
Yeah, that's I'm retired. Jersey not going in the Raptors.
I ain't gonna lie. If I heard someone on the podcast just speak on me like that, I don't know.
I mean, like I'm nice, but I'm kind of mean. I talk shit. Oh well, I
can. You just tell the truth.
It happened.
Yeah, that's all.
I told the truth. To me, that's being nice. Like when people see. Getting their feelings sometimes. People don't like to hear the truth.
That's real. That's bad.
It hurts. Truth hurts.
The truth hurts, but I'll respect it because it's true. I'll be like, damn, that hurt. But I'm like, you know what? That was real, though. So I fuck.
Yeah. That's real. That's real. What about y'all boys? Ever had to fake an orgasm?
No, I rushed one, but I ain't. I mean, I've rushed a few, but I ain't ever.
I don't think men.
I never faked it. Yeah, I don't think we can either.
That's why this pussy whack. Let me just hurry up.
I did one though.
Why? How the fuck you fake an orgasm?
And that's why he's coach.
I just got tired of doing it. I was like, no, what? All right.
Awesome. What the fuck?
Hello. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's done. All right. And I like ran to the bathroom so like she wouldn't like see me. So once upon a time.
Sad.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, it wasn't nothing wrong with it. It was just like I'm tired. I'm tired of doing this.
How about I say I have once in college. It was just the chick's tone and shit. Like she was already a weird personality and shit, so her nasty talk just wasn't doing it for me. So I spit on her back, like, and just
wait, you spit on her back?
Yeah, and had to get up out of there.
You spit?
That's like,
did she spit it?
Huh?
Did she know that you like spit?
No, she didn't. She thought it was nothing. I just had to dip.
Decoy cum.
Oh my god, that's
wow.
I thought you were nice too out of the group. You heard the coldest thing out the group. I don't like that.
Jones.
I've been thinking so highly about you. Damn, that's foul.
That's crazy. So I'm not nice because I
did
that.
You spit on her back. That's rude as fuck. What?
I was nice enough to like wipe it off and all that. I mean, but still, I mean.
No.
That's crazy.
out of the 64 episodes we've shot, now I'm the bad guy. That's crazy.
Yeah. This is wild.
The truth guy. Is here.
Yo. Come on, man. You spit on her back and then you wiped it off? You should have just left it there.
You should, yeah, or point. Just not spit. Or just why not spit at all. Just like,
bitch, I mean,
yeah.
If she's used to it going on her that's back, that's the problem.
Bitch.
If she
didn't wipe it off.
I mean,
I'm sure she heard it too, bro. Like,
I'm sure she did.
You know, you make a noise when you spit. She heard something.
Come on, man.
She ain't that crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy. We got to get her on the pod.
Y'all look at a completely different person, and I don't like it.
I want to hear the other side of this story.
No, I'm just kidding.
Man, oh, man.
That was wild. Yes. So I guess I didn't really think about my topic, but I was thinking, like, how do y'all feel about dating a podcaster? Because now, like, that I'm a podcaster and I did try to, like, somewhat date the homie or whatever, it's like now I'm on the podcast just airing this shit out. And a lot of my friends and stuff listen to it. So even though I keep things anonymous, my friends know exactly who the fuck I'm talking about, right? So, for example, he did something interesting to me. Tell me what y'all think about this shit. So this nasty ass nigga, mind you, he calls himself a hood nigga and all that with the business. Woo-woo, like, you know, one of them type niggas. So he pulls out, he nuts on top of my pussy. He slurps his nut up and then he spits it in my mouth. I got motherfuckers falling out. Wait. They left the chat. Wait, come back.
Yo. No.
But guys, but what's
why that? You make him do that? That was his idea. That was your idea.
No, it was him. But do y'all think that's gay? Because I mean, I didn't know what to think of it.
Very,
at the very least, yeah. He gotta be bisexual.
I mean,
he gotta be bisexual.
Boo that man.
So. At the Nothing But Greatness podcast, we take mental health seriously and all that good stuff. So, this is just my view only. That nigga crazy.
Hey, wow. Like, so, I'm on the podcast now, and I'm airing like that, out to all the homies.
That's wild. Know
that this nigga be slurping up his own cum.
I'm appalled.
Nah, ain't even thought of doing that like that.
Yeah, because usually after I nut, the freaky Darnell's gone. There's no more.
I think that's for like the average dude. Like,
yeah,
once that that's happens, because you have like post nut clarity. Like,
yeah, I gotta put my glasses back on.
you have to take your glasses off the fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't be fucking
up. Was he trying to make sure he didn't get pregnant or something? That was his method.
He's a sick man. It doesn't matter what he did. He's sick.
That's wild.
Go ahead.
Did you enjoy that experience or did it shock you? Or how was you?
Yes, because I'm nasty and I never had that happen before. So it's something I'll never forget. But I didn't know what to think about it because I just laid there and I was just like, this nigga really just do that? Like, it took me a minute to process it too. Like, what the fuck? And then he already kind of, he gave me gay vibes. I don't give a fuck. Like, he done did multiple things. But you know, I'm not like that though. You know, like if you know, like I think like black men, like we hold a high standard to y'all of masculinity and all this shit. If you do anything, like it's gay, you know, like I feel like if a man like his ass, like, that doesn't make him gay. Like honestly, the asshole feel great. Like if you ever explore back there, like or just anything, like it's so much sensation and feelings. And then they even said the male G-spot is actually in the ass. So yeah, but if you want to explore that, I feel like you should.
Molly.
What?
You gotta breathe.
What you mean?
You gotta breathe.
What? No, I'm serious.
You done take us to a lot of places. We didn't consider none of this. You surprised us. Like, we didn't even get the response.
I mean, we get older every second. Like, we need to just live our best life sexually and stop putting limitations to what the fuck we will and when I'll do. Just try it sometimes, okay? It might feel fucking amazing.
You're right.
A lot of things I want to have say right plans. Now.
All right, I'm done. Again. All right. So, now, grossed out. Sorry.
No, we're not grossed out.
No, nah, like, we ain't grossed out.
Which one of these topics do we answer first?
Huh?
Which one of these topics do we answer first?
I don't know, because, see, I'm all over the place. Really,
that's
the,
what
the
I'm... You got to breathe. That's what
okay,
I'm
back
saying.
To
the okay, question was the podcast with the data podcast.
It was, would you date a podcaster? Because, like, what I was saying is, like, yeah, like, now that, you know, everyone I date, everyone I deal with, even my friends, like, I pretty much air them out on my podcast. So it makes it really complicated. And I feel like people don't like trust me as much, or it's like, you know, if you tell her, you know, Molly's gonna put it on the podcast, like, you know. So it's kind of like I've noticed like a little bit of shift there as far as like, you know, people maybe not wanting to tell me stuff because I keep it real on my podcast. So whatever I'm experiencing, I pretty much tell the world. I don't give a fuck really about how everyone else is feeling about it.
Makes sense.
But you don't even go on dates. You ain't a regular girl.
I'm not a regular girl.
No.
No, one day I will date regularly again, I think. I'll be trying, though, honestly. Like, regular dating is so stressful. Like, y'all should try being gigolos, too. When I tell you, like, my life is so non-problematic with any, the clients, be cool as fuck. Like, be nice, chill, non-dramatic, like, just this, all that. Like, non-toxic, pays well. Like, I mean, it's just so, there's so many perks, right? And then, you know, I'm trying to fuck with this nigga, the cum slurper. I'm giving him free coochie. And then he over here stressing me out too on top of it. Then he was mad because I fucked the other homie, but I thought he wanted me to fuck him. So I fucked him. Then I told him I fucked him. And then he got like mad and blocked me and all this weird shit. So, you know.
Maybe he was supposed to fuck the homie.
I really think that's what he wanted to do. I do. I was waiting on it too. I was like, let's see. Because he was talking about he was going to DP me, which is like dick in the pussy, one in the ass. So. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I was waiting for that experience in Vegas. That was supposed to go down, and it never happened. Because I think he probably liked me more than that, but he not really saying that. Like, it's just some weird shit, for real.
Honesty is clear.
Man. I do think I could date a, I think I could date a podcast girl. I think so.
Even if the family listens, your family listen to it, your friends listen to it, and every time y'all get into an argument, she on the podcast talking shit, clowning your ass.
Yeah, I'm pretty funny, though. I start a podcast talking shit about her.
Yeah, that, I was going to say the same thing.
That's smart, okay? Yeah. Yeah. I love like, podcasting because we get to be so petty on our little mics and shit.
Yeah, we just have a rival pod.
Yeah,
like makes sense.
Smart. The pink parlay and the blue parlay.
You know,
I got the blue parlay.
Well, I could definitely date a female podcaster. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't see no problem with it. I mean, as long as it brings in the money, who cares?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just let me be a guest whenever I need to pop on. That's okay. All right.
You know, I just come in, interrupt it from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Go in the room and unplug the PC while she recording.
Hey, you in here talking too? You in here talking too much shit?
Facts. Close the laptop.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah. So, would you date a male podcaster, Mom? If they were the male
were
version of
successful.
Yourself. Okay.
Hey, we're not trying to ask you out. Don't be trying to shut us down.
God, if he gonna talk shit about me though on the podcast, like I can't go for that. Like, No, I don't think I can.
So
Oh, so man, that's
you couldn't up. You couldn't date the blue parlay man or the green parlay man.
The pink parlay man. Oh, that sounds so sad.
The blue parlay.
No, we're gonna change the change man.
The blue parlay, yeah, for the man the version parlay? Of that.
Your hypothetical red, yeah, podcasting boo thing.
Flu.
I'm
sorry. Was that too LA? Do y'all say that? Y'all say flu? I guess how the blood
is like with that's flu. LA.
That's flu, like fuck blue, like flu. Okay, yeah, that's
nah, LA. I ain't heard that.
Yeah, that, we have
what's up?
It's in LA.
Where are you from, Molly?
What's up?
I am from LA, the jungles. Have y'all seen Training Day, the movie?
But yeah, you from out there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's crazy. So you big slime.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know, I sound like I got a head size. You know, I try not to be like that no more.
Yeah.
I lived in other places outside the hood too. Like I moved out the hood and I love my non-hood life, honestly. Like that hood shit.
Yeah. I ain't had no fun living in the projects myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun, but, like, it was more fun outside the projects. Oh, show.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it used to be fun, like, because I used to really live my life not really doing much of shit, so I'll just wake up, drink, smoke weed, hang out. And that shit was fun when I was on that type of shit. Like, shit was cool. But once I started, like, wanting to elevate it and, like, just started getting tired of just being in the same spot. And then, like, it was just, like, a constant, like, depression with myself because I feel like I wasn't reaching my fullest potential, you know? Like, after once I started feeling like that, I had to, like, get away from all that shit and just reprogram and figure out what it is that I want to do and get my life together because, yeah, partying hard like that every day. And I used to do, like, a little bit of drugs, too. So it was just, it was a lot. But I'm happy I'm not like that no more.
Hell yeah. Congrats.
I'm fucking rocking with it.
Mm-hmm. Learning how to experience this and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I will
I
say,
like I have another question.
This was a wild episode.
Was it?
But it was fun, though. It was wild.
We done already?
No, we
no more questions.
Y'all record shit? Do y'all remember what the fuck y'all talked about? Every time I record an episode, I never remember what exactly I said until I like play it back. And then I'm like, nah. Like, this is epic. Like, y'all don't be forgetting what y'all say?
I'd yeah, be forgetting.
Yeah. I listen back and laugh at the same parts I laughed at on the episode.
I don't know. I'll be just saying anything.
I'm about to say, in my mindset, I feel like I remember everything because I'm the one who edits it and then has to figure out what we're going to put out for promos. So.
Oh, so you're the editor in this.
Yeah.
So you use the cut or whatever?
I do CapCut for some of it, but majority of it I've been using CyberLink PowerDirector. But because my laptop is currently fucking up, what? I'm trying to get a new MacBook and use Final Cut Pro. So that's where I'm headed towards now.
All right.
So
see it, yeah. I'm over here. Trying to use that shit too. So if I need help, I'll definitely hit you up.
Always here to help. Most definitely.
You gonna ever come out here?
I am gonna come out there. I don't know when.
So but might get
definitely let y'all know, or I'll be on the gram tagging my location. So if you see me in your city, hit me up.
We can go to the strip club.
We can do that. I love women too, by the way. So I'm with all that.
You gotta watch.
Hell yeah.
He's the party of the group. He party is getting wild.
I could tell. So y'all be just
drinking. Over, so y'all enjoy.
Y'all be drinking? What y'all be drinking?
I like gin. Like if I'm drinking it by myself. I like the Wiz Khalifa gin.
Yeah, you got problems, buddy. Yeah, gin is hard.
Yeah.
That's a hard one. That's
me. Mix that with some like lemonade or something. I made this thing called Bomb Briskety. It's pretty good.
It's the way gin tastes. Like no matter what I chase gin with, it's like a bitter orange peel type of Like, I just hate that, like, aftertaste of gin. Like, I just can't.
You don't like pine needles?
No.
That's what it tastes like to me, pine needles.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting. The fuck eating on some pine needles? You a squirrel or something?
Just like, trying to get a nut.
Off that gin, you will. You know, gin makes sense.
Yeah, I'll be sinning.
Yeah.
Gin.
Yeah, I get the whiskey leaf again though. It's ultra smooth, but I can drink anything. Like if I'm out with people, I can drink, you know, tequila you like a normal.
He drank that nasty raspberry Bombay I had a couple weeks ago.
Sick. That was good. That was blackberry.
My mom's that's favorite.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross.
You can have it.
Yeah.
What you be drinking
would
on?
You,
Who, me?
Me? Who, me?
No, yes, you, Molly.
Okay, so I don't really drink like that no more. Why? Because I'm old and, like, I have, like, stomach issues now, so I can't really drink a lot of alcohols. But if I do drink, I'll get, like, the today's time. Like, I'll get the little On the Rocks, the little cocktail margarita in the bottle. They'd be, like, 99 at Target. I'll drink one of them and be cool. But I used to drink like a lot of tequila. I like Crown Royal. I don't like whiskey, but I like Crown Royal.
Oh.
And it's Canadian whiskey too. I was like, why Crown so cheap in Canada? And I'm like, oh shit, it's Canadian whiskey, duh. So I used to drink vodka a lot. I think when I first started drinking, like when Ciroc was the shit, like I was really fucking with that Ciroc. Like Ciroc really had a time. And I honestly miss them days. Like, Ciroc used to have me so nasty that I actually have to stop drinking Ciroc. Because every time I drink Ciroc, I'll just do some nasty shit. So I was just like, I'm going to leave that alone. I don't really think I like us on tequila. I think we all need to stop drinking tequila. Why? Because I'm tired. Like, every time I go out to the club, bitches be having attitudes. And I'm starting to think, is it because we all have tequila and we feeling tequila aggressive? Or is that what it is? Is tequila making us niggas too aggressive?
Because you said we mean black like people.
Yeah,
you say like, no more tequila for the black people.
Yeah, I don't think it's mixing well with us. Because honestly, like, vibes the club just been so lame lately. And everybody drinks tequila. Everybody copies each other nowadays, if you notice. Because, like, I guess social media, everyone just do what's trending. And, like, it's just so weird. Like, the generation that we're in, like, we all just copy one another.
So, well, you know, boys
see the
and girls.
Casamigos.
Yeah, but then I can't drink Hennessy no more. I don't know what we ever found good in that. Hennessy be nasty. Like, ugh.
I can't do that or Douce.
Yeah, I used to think Douce was something too. I thought that was a little more boozier than Hennessy. I was talking about that Douce. Hey,
I'm on the Douce.
Yes. So, yeah.
If
but
I do say so myself.
So. You know, I don't want to be that boring.
Like, sounds like a time.
I don't drink in heavily again, maybe, but like when I'm more like in a path in my life where I want to be, then I think I'll start letting loose and just really getting more fucked up. But now I'll just drink a few drinks. I don't want to be hungover next morning because I got to create, I got to write things. It fucks up my home, like productivity for the next day when I'm hungover. I don't like that shit.
Yeah. I'm in the same space. I've been drinking less here my damn self.
So are you drunk right now?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Usually I would be though, but I'm not.
Really? Okay, so y'all be on here getting lit? What's up?
Come up.
Yeah, I'll be on here getting lit. You ought to look at the early episodes. I was out of control. I mean, I wasn't out of control. I've been...
Bro, you've been out of control all the time. You've been out of control since 2005,
bro. Damn. Fifth grade? Damn.
Yeah. Ever since I'm, like, first cars and shit. Like, y'all be nasty. See, y'all being classy men right now because I guess I'm on here, but y'all be nasty. I be on like, ooh, like, y'all did fuck what? Like,
yeah,
what?
I be spitting mouths. I don't be slurping cum, but I be spitting mouths.
Okay, I could take that too. I don't understand. I'm nasty.
Tell her how you like to stomp on heads.
I don't do no caveman fucking, dog. All
right.
can stuff it on my head now. Whoa.
I don't do that. Yeah, we got to find the episode I said that.
You said it.
It's somewhere.
Because that had to be in a real specific context.
You said you were down to step on the head. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe if I had to.
It's within the first 15, I'm telling you.
Maybe it was like,
you want your head stepped on? Do you want your head stepped on?
No. Oh, like, I ain't never had a like that. Now I've been like a little smack before. I ain't gonna lie. Like I had to like this pal. Like whoa, what is you doing? Damn. Okay. I'll take it though. Depending on like it's too hard to know, but it do be coming out the blue. Yes. If y'all do that, I'm that's weird.
Yeah. No. 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 I don't think we do that. I am the same size as Bruce Lee though, so I could hit pretty hard.
The same sign as who? What's your sign?
I'm the same size as Bruce Lee.
What's Bruce Lee's sign?
No, not sign, size.
Same size.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't even join in this conversation because I'm a saint. So, you know,
whatever.
I'm not a heathen.
I was getting off bitches' backs.
That was a one time deal. I had to get up out of there.
See? There you go.
You know you want to know his football fantasy football team name?
Yo, hey,
go ahead.
His fantasy football team name is Belly the Backs.
Yo, that's great.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know. Why is that your name, brother?
Yo, that's crazy. I don't know why I chose that name, dog. That's crazy.
Look, this girl is big black.
Yo, that's wild. That's wild.
Mm-mm. I don't really watch football at all. I know I'm getting tired of bringing all that shit. They building all them Rams stadium and shit. They got Inglewood fucked up. I do not appreciate them.
Yeah.
All this shit they building in Inglewood right now. Now they made Inglewood expensive and shit. Like, man, they keep all that football shit. This is nothing but a hassle for me. It caused traffic. Fuck football.
Damn.
But if I had to pick a team, though, I'll go for the Niners. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
You know what's crazy?
Just
we used to have another supporter that was from California, but she hates us now.
You know what? You got to watch. See, I'm a real bitch, so I'm a rare breed, especially from California, but there's a lot of weirdos in California. And then Californians are very, very superficial. They could be very fake. Just be careful. We'll smile in your face. We talk proper. You think we're decent people. And we'll fuck you over, too. Like,
so let me ask you a question before we get to the closing statements. So since you stay in California, and rent is high in California, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the rent is high and your job is enough to pay the bills, do you continue to stay there or do you just move?
Well, I believe in adjusting to whatever. So if I was once able to pay $2,695 rent, well, then now if I'm making a whole lot less money than I was in the years previously, well, then I know that I need to move and downsize to something that's more affordable for me. So no, I don't believe in continuing to pay the rent, but you can make it work though. Like I know people that will see the thing about LA and California, and especially is that it's like a lot of our rent is like lease based. Like it's like you can't really get no apartment as a month to month or nothing like that. They want to lock you into that 12 month. So, you know, a lot could happen in a year for real, for real. Like just the inflation alone happened all in a year. So a lot of times they fuck you over. So if you break that lease, you got to pay all this money, like, and all this shit. And that actually happens to me too. Like I end up having to come out of my pocket big time for some shit. And it's
so you're not working 4 to 5 jobs 7 days a week to pay your rent?
Yeah.
Oh, you would?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah. If I had to, like if I was stuck in the lease and I had to pay that rent, I would probably get a roommate. I'll get an extra job. I'll do whatever. And that's kind of much what Californians do. Like Californians are hustlers. Like we have to hustle hard here. But that's the thing, like just working a 9 to 5, like you can make, like a lot of people make $100,000 a year out here and they can't even get an apartment. Like it's shit, like it's hard. Like so $100,000 out here, you're broke. Like you can't do shit with that.
That's why we lost that supporter. Cause I said just move.
Oh, well she was being sensitive, I guess.
I mean
just move like to an apartment or just move to project.
Just like the situation like, of for the year that we had, like she had been supporting the podcast. When it came to an issue, she was always saying that rent was too high and she worked 4 to 5 jobs constantly, 7 days a week. And I was just like, this isn't sustainable for a long term. You might need to rethink it. And I got fussed out because she said I ain't got the answers like Kanye West told Sway. So
nah, she probably should have tried sucking some dick for some money and cut out at least about 3 of them jobs and maybe work 1 if you just want to make some extra little money too. Boom, that's what I would have did if I was her. And then now that's working smarter, not harder. This California, a hoe can make some money over here. So this thing over here, like that's really like, it's almost like the culture over here. So
damn, not a culture. Get
both ways. OnlyFans too. Like, it's so much ways of women to make money. It doesn't even have to be sexual. It could be foot fetish shit, just whatever, you know? That's bad. I'm sorry that she did some weird shit. I hope I make Californian women look better now.
You
did a good job.
I fucks with it.
You cool.
I fucks with it. But other than that, it's been a great episode, everybody. Closing statements.
It has. You know, I think I told you, but I don't think I told everyone, but y'all like the first podcasters that really like reached out to me and like really showed true support and genuinity, because I'm pretty sure y'all know as well, just reach out to other podcasters. You may not even get a response or whatnot. So y'all was the first ones. And then like, when I heard y'all's topics, I really felt like, okay, like I could mesh with y'all, because like I be connecting with other like white podcasters too and stuff. And they be like, super innocent, like into some Bible podcasts, and there's one that do like help housing for the military and shit. Like there's people out here really doing some innocent shit on their podcast. So, but they're like, well, what's your podcast about? I'm like, healing.
I mean, we a podcast for everybody. I mean, that's what I literally tell people. I was like, you know, we the podcast that you can sit back, relax, and just talk about a lot of nothing. So
yeah, literally.
Yeah, literally, like
whatever happens
in the box. So
yes, gotta keep that. Do you ever like plan on? Because I know y'all be on Zoom and stuff separately, but do y'all plan on having like a studio space and just kind of like, you know, really being in one room? Because I really think aesthetically that shit would be fire. Y'all should really think about that if you haven't.
We've thought about it. It's just finding like a studio to actually do it, and then actually getting our schedules together to where we can record multiple episodes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, we all stay in different cities, about an hour apart from each other.
Wait, what?
Yeah, pretty much.
So were y'all friends before this podcast or what?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are like that. Okay.
Yeah. So
we went to middle school together.
Oh, okay. Oh, so y'all go like way back. That's so cute and genuine. Wow.
Yeah, back though.
And then I was gonna do it with my best friend. My best friend was gonna take my show, my ideas, and do it with a whole nother bitch and not even do the show with me. Like, we could have brought a third bitch in if that's what she wanted. Like, she was gonna take my whole shit and everything, and we'd do it with somebody else. Took my sign too. That's why I got a banner now. I don't even got my light up neon sign no more.
I was about to say, that was episode, what, 1 or 2 of your podcast that you talked about?
That was 1. It is, because like, that was, I was sad. I was heartbroken. And, you know, I was like, well, what's stopping me? The little studio, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to do a podcast on me, and I'm going to make the first episode of How You Have Caution When Choosing a Business Partner. And I was like, it's going to be popping. I'm going to go in on her. And I've pretty much been keeping it going since. So,
Big facts. Big facts. D'Nell, Wade.
It's been a great episode. Happy Podsgiving. Thanks.
Family, so I don't celebrate the holidays too much. If you want to be posting, that's why I don't come. Like,
no, we said Podsgiving.
Well, but Podsgiving, Thanksgiving, it's supposed to be.
No, we're just giving pods. We ain't giving thanks. We just giving out episodes.
So this is not Thanksgiving related at all.
No, we're just recording extra.
Well, I really think you should make it Thanksgiving related because it makes sense.
No, don't make me sad and then tell me to make you sad. Damn, like
it's a Podsgiving. Oh, that's so cute. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, my bad. Let me just shut up.
Wait.
I had a hilarious hypothetical question, but I think I'm gonna say it.
You sure?
Go ahead and say it.
All right, so since we have a woman guest, hypothetically hilarious, ha ha hee hee. Gotta take one of us out on a date. Who you picking on the spot?
I don't know y'all name because I thought your name was Keith.
Damn.
Yeah, I thought I've been calling you Keith this whole time. I know Darnese.
Who you?
And I completely forgot your name.
So she thought I was Keith. No way. Oh. You know what's crazy? All these motherfuckers know Darnese. That's crazy.
I think this is that stand out. Hey. Like Darnese. That's like, yeah. You know, people see that.
They know you're a winner, bro.
Yeah, big facts. Every time.
They know you're the winner.
I know what the nigga name, I know. Darnese, but we'll be drinking gin too. Oh shit.
Yeah.
But you can't leave me for some old big dick nigga. You gotta just spend the night with me. You can't leave me for some like you did the other guy.
I mean, you know.
Hey, dude.
You know, maybe, you know, because like if your head not, I mean, if your dick not good, your head could be good, you know.
She compromising.
You're not about to slime me out either. We gonna have a nice night.
Yeah, we both. Like I'll be whack. Disappointed. Not really, we'll leave. I'm out. Hey, I do that a lot now. Like, oh God, I didn't fuck the shit out of nigga. Like, nigga laying down, like, thinking I'm gonna lay down too. I start putting my motherfucking pants on. Like, all right, bro. Like, I'm out. Thank you. Man. I love doing stuff like that. It's very empowering for women. We gotta start doing that more as women because niggas be trying to play us. So I'll be playing them. Like, and they be just hating and they be just so hurt. Men are so emotional. They just don't want to admit they're emotional.
Nah, I admit it. I be getting my feelings hurt all the time. I've been out. If something don't go my way, I'll sit down. I'll turn the radio off in the truck.
Damn.
Sorry about that, bro.
Just be quiet. I ain't got nothing good to say.
You know, what's your sign? Cancer.
I'm a Libra.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Deal it. Red flag, right?
Yeah, y'all hoes. But it's funny because like the man I was in love with for like 4 years, he was a Libra. I be loving them Libras. The Libras be nasty too.
I be stomping on it. Nah, I'm playing. I'm playing.
Yeah, y'all toxic too. Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
you be the problem, bro.
Damn. Well, other than that, if you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and give us a thumbs up on YouTube. Rate us 5 stars and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We out.
Shout out, Kayla.
Oh, damn.